Hopefully you're keeping well this Sunday afternoon. I was just telling the listeners, only one place to begin, Patsy. Anne-Marie McGlynn won the senior women's national cross country title today in Iverstown. And 3 weeks ago, she was a national marathon champion, and she's now going to go on to represent Ireland at the European Cross Country Championships.
Well, not only, Kieran, is she going to go on to represent Ireland in the European Championships, but she's going to lead the team on the basis of such an unbelievable, courageous performance today, and a real positive, aggressive run from the Kenny athlete. It was, you know, I've been going to national senior championships for nigh on 50 years, and a Donegal woman, Donegal club, has never, ever won a national senior individual title, the cross-country title. So, I mean, indeed, and the men's end of things, historically only two Donegal men in history have won the men's title, Gary Murray and Cyril O'Boyle. So I mean, this is a unique performance. It was an outstanding performance. I can't find the words, really. I mean, to stand there and watch her, I mean, she was in contention right from the start. She was backed off about sixth, and she was in that pack, and she hung on to that pack. It was a tough course, of course. There were a few really testing hills and soft conditions, and you knew that she had the marathon training in her legs, but you never imagined that at a point and halfway through the race she was going to go to the front. She was going to mix it at the very front, and then she was going to leave them, and she left them in a major way. And I'm thinking, she's 43 years of age, she's a few weeks after winning the national marathon, and it's one of those standout performances that I will remember for a long, long time. Indeed, all of the spectators that were there today, the thousands of spectators that were there today, will remember it. And it was a memorable day for her, and a brilliant day for her, and well done to her. So, you know, yes, she will be on that Irish team for Turkey when we get there. And then the other backup performance, the future, really, and women's distance and cross country, Amy Green from Finn Valley. She also got herself involved in the race very early on. Now, she was in the Irish team under 20 last year, the Finn Valley girl. She's from Dunloe, she's from the Rosses, she's coached by Helen McCready, and she's done really, really well through the season. And last year, as I say, she finished second in the National Under 20 Championships. She went to the European Championships last year representing Ireland Under 20. So you wondered, was she going to step up that, you know, first year into the number 23 age bracket? She's 2 or 3 years left in that bracket. Could she do it? Well, by God, she did. And she again had a very positive run, supported by her family, supported by the Finn Valley Club, by the Donegal crew that were there. And she finished ninth in the senior women, which, because the race was ran, the number 23s and the senior run together. And she came home strong. She didn't leave anything to chance. She was out on her feet when she finished. You know, you only could be so proud of her. And she made her way to her family on the sidelines, and you know, they have to be very proud. They have to be so proud, as has her coach Helen McCready, as has her club Finn Valley. It was just one of those really standout performances. She will also be going to the European Championships, running for Ireland in the under 23 age grade. So those were two standout performances towards the end of what was a really very, very positive day for Donegal Athletics, but not only for that, but in terms of the organisation, which was led by Mark Connolly. He was meet director. They done an excellent job putting this meet together. The venue was excellent, and in every respect. So, you know, they can go home tired but happy tonight. What else happened? Well, those two people will be on the Irish team. Keelan McFadden was the other centre of attention, you know, in terms of the Cranford athlete. You know, the 18s and the 20s were run together. Keelan, really, to make the team now, he's under 18. Let's get that straight, first of all. And this was an under 20 team that he was pushing to get on. You know, so the age groups were mixed. So, you know, he was there. He was in that lead bunch. He was pushing it. He was positive. He was obviously in his head, he was going to make that team as well, and he needed to be in the top three. needed to be in the top three. That didn't happen for him, and it was very clear at about halfway onwards that that wasn't going to happen for him today, whether it was the conditions, whether it was the nature of the course. But you know, he again had a great run. He ended up second under 18, but he won't be happy with sixth position, I have no doubt. I knew he was disappointed afterwards. I didn't talk to him because he was disappointed, but bottom line is, you know, he had another good run. But I would imagine that he wanted to be in the top four. But another great run for the Cranford athlete, finishing second under 18, leading Donegal, the Donegal County team, to medals. And that was the under 18 story. And the Thin Valley boys, they got medals in the team story there, led by Oren McBrearty and Páraic McGettigan and Kieran McCarroll and so on. So and young Larkin Byrne and so on. That was good to get under 18 national championship medals for Valley. That was good. But the lead runner of the story was always going to be about how was Keelan going to do, and in the end he finished sixth. Now what else happened? Well, earlier in the day, the Finn Valley under 14 girls, they got gold. They had a good strong team performance, and I've got to tell you the names, because it's always such a big deal for young athletes to go to nationals, take on the best that there is in the country, and won the team. So Valley won that team. Darcy Clark, Sarah Gilligan, Kiefer McNeil, and Aoife Green from Convey. She was the fourth member of that team there. So well done to them. Brilliant performance. And they just then, we moved on to the under 16 girls, and Valley just missed it by 2 points. Tullamore got ahead of them 185 to 187, the point score. Valley just missed out on medals by 2 points. So that was pretty much the underage story through the day. But No doubt about it. But the absolute story of the day, a unique day, a positive day, a memorable day, and it's all down to Anne-Marie McGlynn, and she will lead Ireland into the European Championships come December in Turkey.